Okay, let's dive in. We're looking at large language models today, LLMs, and the material you've shared. Wow, it shows they're way more than just chatbots, right?
Oh, absolutely. We're talking about tools that can, handle complex reasoning, pretty sophisticated math.
Yeah, and it mentions generating images, video, even writing code.
Exactly. And doing research incredibly fast, or designing websites. The source even points out creating custom recipes from what you have in the fridge, or like writing Python code without you needing to be a syntax whiz.
It's pretty amazing. The material seems to frame them less as tech toys and more as practical tools for everyday stuff.
That's a great way to put it. Practical tools to help anyone explore ideas, maybe take fuzzy thoughts, and actually turn them into something useful.
Working with them, sort of.
Yeah. And a really key point in the material is that these LLMs can often find solutions faster than we could alone. And sometimes, honestly, the results might even be better.
Right, like a super-powered assistant for thinking. But here's the tricky part, and the material gets right into this. How do you actually tell these super versatile tools what you want? Just typing whatever pops into your head probably won't work, will it?
No, generally not. And that brings us to the core of this deep dive. Based on the source you sent over, how do we communicate effectively with them? So our mission here is to unpack what the material calls prompt engineering. It's presented as, well, the essential skill for getting the AI to do what you need.
Prompt engineering. Got it. And there's this kind of surprising twist in the material, too, isn't there? Something about getting better at talking to AI helps you communicate better.
Yeah, it suggests exactly that, that sharpening your communication for AI might actually sharpen your own skills, maybe even lead to understanding yourself a bit better.
Like programming, but with plain English.
Sort of. The material makes that link. It says learning to work effectively with AI, that whole process, might give you a clearer view of your own thoughts.
Okay, so how we talk to them, the language we use, that's key.
It really is. We use natural language, right? Just like talking or writing an email.
Yeah.
And the material stresses that the clearer, the more precise you are, well, the better the AI's response will be.
Makes sense.
And it makes the point that this isn't just an AI thing. Clearer communication is better communication, period. Human to human, too.
So getting that conversation, those instructions right, that's the prompt engineering the material talks about.
That's the one. And engineering might sound a bit formal, maybe, but the source offers a more nuanced view.
How so?
Well, it asks, is it an art? Is it a skill? Or is it really engineering? And it kind of lands on maybe it's a mix of all three. Though it does point out it doesn't have that strict mathematical basis you'd find in, say, civil engineering.
So boiled down, prompt engineering is basically just writing clear instructions to get the best out of the AI.
That's the essence of it, yeah. The material frames it as carefully picking your words, deciding on the right format for what you're asking or what you want back, and maybe giving it examples, to really help the AI understand the task and give you the most helpful response.
Right. Examples make sense. And the material also said something about not starting from scratch every time, that what you type in, the prompt, it benefits from structure.
Yes, exactly. Structure and sequencing are important, much better than just random thoughts strung together. And this leads to a really interesting idea in the material, patterns.
Patterns.
Yeah, effective ways to structure prompts, almost like templates, you could say. Reusable structures you can adapt for different situations to get certain kinds of results.
Hang on, reusable patterns. That sounds a lot like programming patterns and software development.
It does, doesn't it? And the material explicitly makes that comparison. It says through prompt engineering, we are programming the AI using natural language.
Wow, okay. That's a powerful way to think about it. Less like chatting, more like giving detailed commands,
Yeah,
just in English.
precisely. It reframes the whole interaction.
So, sticking with that programming idea, can you combine these patterns, like mix and match them for more complex tasks?
Yes, the material mentions that. Combining patterns is seen as a more advanced technique. You'd use it for really specific or fine-tuned outputs.
But you gotta master the basics first.
Right, master the fundamental patterns first. That seems to be the suggested path.
The material also called LLMs a bit of a black box, didn't it? Which suggests you need to be ready to experiment a bit.
Absolutely.
None
That's
of
a
it.
crucial point. It means even with a perfectly crafted prompt, you might need to tweak things. You're sort of learning how that specific model thinks or processes things.
So you need to be flexible, adapt your approach based on what you get back.
Exactly. Adjust the language, the format, maybe try a different pattern. It's an iterative process to really nail down what you want.
Okay. And let's loop back to that intriguing idea about getting to know yourself better through this.
Right. It's not magic, the material suggests. It's that the very act of having to take your own thoughts, which can be kind of messy or vague sometimes, and making them crystal clear for a machine, that process forces you to really examine what you mean. It shows you where your own communication might be fuzzy or what your underlying intention actually is.
That's a really interesting feedback loop. Okay, so let's quickly recap the main takeaways from the material we've discussed in this deep dive.
Sure. So first off, LLMs are incredibly powerful, very versatile tools. They can do a huge range of things, creative stuff, coding, analysis.
And we interact with them using just natural language, our words.
Right. And the skill for doing that well is what the material calls prompt engineering, which it describes as part art, part skill, part maybe a less rigid kind of engineering.
Okay. And it's fundamentally about crafting good instructions, choosing words, structure, format, maybe using examples.
Exactly. The material also really stressed the value of structure and sequencing in prompts, bringing in that idea of reusable patterns.
With that clear link to programming patterns. And combining patterns is like the next level up.
Yep. And finally, that really thought-provoking idea. The process of clarifying communication for the AI might just help you clarify things for yourself, leading to better self-understanding.
Ultimately, then, as the material suggests, getting a handle on prompt engineering is how you unlock what these tools can really do for you, for your specific ideas and needs.
Gets at the bridge, yeah. Turning that raw AI power into something genuinely useful and tailored, making it work for you.
Which leads us to maybe a final thought, something to chew on, building directly from these ideas in the source material.
Okay.
Given that using LLMs effectively is described almost like programming with natural language, and it pushes us to sharpen our communication, maybe even understand ourselves better, how might mastering this skill change more than just how we interact with AI?
Mm.
Could it fundamentally shift how we think about human language itself? Or maybe even, you know, influence our own creativity, the way we generate ideas in the first place?